As we take into consideration how our world has seemed to be flipped upside down due to our current global pandemic, it would make sense that the many lifestyle changes and uncertainties would be taking a toll on our mental health and emotions. We sat down virtually with Dr. Daniel Chapel, one of our family medicine providers from our Ogden Clinic Farmington location, to talk about dealing with stress during hard times. Welcome to The Daily Diagnosis, a healthy lifestyle podcast provided by Ogden Clinic. We're your prescription for health-centered conversation, stories, and advice. I'm Parker Shaw, and with the help of my team and featuring the talented providers of Ogden Clinic, you'll reach a positive prognosis for your podcast addiction by listening to The Daily Diagnosis. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us again this week. We hope that this podcast finds you all doing healthy and well. Like I said, this is a virtual interview that we had with one of our providers, Dr. Daniel Chapel, and we just wanted to get straight into that. So I guess we'll just get started. So Dr. Chapel, to start off, we wanted to just break it down to the basics and ask, where does stress come from?
Most stress and anxiety come from us thinking and worrying about things that we have no control over, like a virus that's a pandemic, or financial hardships or other problems, job. And if we can try to distance ourselves from ruminating or thinking about those things over and over, we can focus on the only things that we do have control over, which is ourselves and our own thoughts. That will really decrease our stress levels and anxiety.
Thank you for that explanation. So I think that breaks it down really well. And especially at this time, you know, when we are dealing with a pandemic and a lot of people are dealing with some employment and financial strains, are you seeing an increase of patients that are dealing with stress and anxiety at this time?
I'm seeing more patients, but I'm also hearing about more patients that are seeking help online. They're not necessarily wanting to come in for it, and I think that's mainly because of the stigma that's associated with anxiety and depression and with the medications that we use for anxiety and depression. And so I think a lot of people are just suffering through it or waiting it out as well when they could be seeking help either online. There's lots of resources through counseling and other things that you can do.
Yeah, I think you bring up some really good points about that. And it is unfortunate that there is that stigma that's associated with mental health. But, you know, in reality, mental health is just as important as physical health. So I think it's so vital that people consider those resources and get the help that they need so they don't have to, like what you said, suffer at home. They can be getting the care that they need. And Dr. Chapel, I wanted to kind of follow up with a different question. Do you believe that our response to COVID-19 and self-isolation and quarantine could be triggering some of these stressful emotions and feelings that patients are dealing with at this time?
Yeah. I would say that COVID-19, the way that we're responding to it and being isolated definitely increases our levels of stress, our levels of depression, and that can lead to increased risk of heart disease, other vital organs.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that heart disease was associated to those different things. Does that potentially cause a big problem with COVID-19? I know that it can be dangerous on its by itself, but when combined with this virus, is that something that we should be worried about?
We do know that folks that do have heart disease or a history of heart disease too are at increased risk of having higher mortality from COVID-19. And so protecting your heart is very important. If we want to stay fit in keeping our heart healthy so that when we do get COVID-19, we'll be able to overcome it, exercise and diet and decreasing our stress levels, especially our anxiety, is a big part of that.
I think those suggestions are so great. You know, those are all things that we all need. However, I know that sometimes these things are maybe at a more extreme level when people are dealing with stress and anxiety and depression. What sort of help should they get if they are dealing with those on a higher level?
There's a point in your brain, in your brain chemistry, where those things won't bring you back to homeostasis or a normal level. And most of those patients actually need something more. They need maybe a medication temporarily to balance their brain chemistry so that they can be back to a normal level.
How would that influence, would you say, the elderly population dealing with stress and heart problems and those other issues that you mentioned?
I think for as far as seniors go and being fit, because COVID-19 is known to affect those with heart disease more strongly or have a higher mortality rate, it's important for them especially to avoid the anxiety and depression that comes with this new way of living. So seeking help, getting out and doing the things that you love, doing the things that you know will relieve your stress. So picking up a hobby, getting your mind off of it, maybe doing a puzzle, doing the things that you enjoy but that take your mind off of the stresses of this pandemic, and avoiding the things you know will make it worse, like watching the death count every day or every moment, watching the news over and over, because stress works that way. It's thinking of things that we have no control over, over and over in our minds, and allowing them to occupy our minds versus the things that we do have control over, like, where do I put this puzzle piece? When you're feeling anxious and your stress levels are high, think about those things that are stressing you out and ask yourself the question, do I have any control over that? Can I change the situation? And usually the answer is no, you have no control over those things. Then you can allow yourself to just let it go. This is one of the reasons that little children have an easier time not worrying about these sorts of things, because their minds are set up in a way that they're able to let things go easier. And that's mostly based on their memory.
Well, I think that's great advice. And that makes sense. You know, not only does my little niece sing Let It Go all the time, but it makes sense why she can't hang on to the stress of anything as well. I love your advice to focus on what we can control. And if things are out of our control, to not like let it fester and think about it repeatedly, and just to breathe and know that we can get through this. So Dr. Chappell, thank you so much for joining us on this short podcast episode today. We really appreciate the advice and insight you gave us toward stress and anxiety and depression. And for all of our patients and followers that are out there listening to this, if you are dealing with these hard emotions that are going around, stress, anxiety, depression, we are here for you. We want you to know that there are resources out there for these things specifically, whether that be something online or a telemedicine visit with a provider or any of those other things that were mentioned earlier. We really hope that you know that there are solutions and ways to overcome these things. We'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. And this has been The Daily Diagnosis. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of The Daily Diagnosis. We're so happy that you joined us today. If you would like to find more information about Ogden Clinic, our providers, or locations, visit us at ogdenclinic.com. If you're listening today from Apple Podcasts app, make sure you leave us a review or subscribe so you can receive more information about the different episodes that we post. We love getting feedback from our audience, so those reviews are priceless to us. If you also would like to shout us out on social media, our Instagram handle is at Ogden Clinic. You can also send us a DM if there's a topic that you would like our providers to cover, and we really look forward to hearing from you. We post episodes weekly, so tune in next week, and we can't wait to be with you again. Have a great week.